This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video.
If they had a been like Ben.
It's like that, and that's the way it should be.
Hello, once again, a huge welcome, one and all. It's just gone 3 minutes past six here on Phoenix FM. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, the 26th of May. I certainly am. The weather's been lovely. And yes, as you will have heard, if you were tuning in to the end of Ian Lee's Drive Time show, the show that goes like this tonight is all about World Redhead Day and, slightly worryingly, World Dracula Day. As ever, Ian Lee has left the building and been replaced by Vampire Ian Lee, which is slightly worrying.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, I'm back! I've submissed you, I really have! Oh, Mr. Yes. Simmons, my husband's got a red head! He's got no hair, just a red head! He fell asleep with the sun!
Well... It's lovely to have you back, Vampire Ian Lee. We've had old woman Ian Lee, or that was a mistake.
I am old woman!
We've had small old man Ian Lee, or something, and now we've had a vampire Ian Lee.
She's now gone, my friend. I've bitten her on the neck, and she's laying there on the floor, asleep. If she gets up, I suggest you run!
I think you've had you calling me. You should do vampire voiceovers.
Vampire voices from Transylvania. I am. Count it off.
Well done. Do you know what I did yesterday? This is nothing to do with Dracula or redheads.
What did you do yesterday?
We went to a country park.
Did you?
Social distancing with other members of the family.
Yes.
And I did something I haven't done for a long time. I had a kickabout with an actual football.
A real football?
And I've always loved football. I used to play quite a bit when I was younger. I haven't played for many years.
Nice. Did you have fun?
I did have fun, but there were aches in muscles that haven't ached for quite a while.
I bet you thought I didn't have those muscles when I started.
Yeah,
were you with your parents?
No, with my wife.
Yes.
And some of her side of the family.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was nice. There were some young, very young people there, what some people would refer to as babies.
Yeah.
And myself, my wife, and her nieces and nephews.
I'll never forget, because you mentioned about the football. I was in a country pub once.
Yeah.
And this, what they call them, coach turns up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And out of the coach got a load of people with white sticks. Some of them had guide dogs.
Right.
A lot of them had white sticks. So obviously they were blind.
Yeah.
Well, it's obvious now, I've told you. And they didn't want to drink. They wanted a bit of exercise.
Okay.
And what the coach driver had done, forward thinking,
yeah,
he'd got a football and he'd put a bell inside the football.
Yeah, awesome.
So they could have a little kickabout.
Amazing, yeah.
Know where the ball was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Left them playing in the field adjacent to the pub, because we were sitting in like the garden area.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
And about 10 minutes later, I had to go in the pub and get the driver and bring him out.
Yeah.
I said, you're the driver with the blind people. You give them the football, they're playing football. He went, yeah. I said, well, you better come quick. He said, why, is someone injured? I said, no, but they're kicking seven bells out of a Morris dancer.
That was another one I wondered where it's going. But I enjoyed it. I think we need some music to get over that.
I think you should, because I've got to get home now. I've got a meeting to go to.
Have you ever done... Have you?
Yeah, Zoom meeting. Are you?
Oh, yes, I'm having a Zoom meeting tonight.
Are you? Who are you having a Zoom meeting with?
A couple of people I worked in pantomime with about 10 years ago.
I'm having a Zoom meeting with a couple of people I work with now at Phoenix FM. It's a Phoenix FM meeting. You won't be there.
No, I can't attend.
I will send your apologies.
Please do give everyone my best.
I will do.
It's weird, because there's so many other presenters on Phoenix FM,
yeah,
and even when we have meetings, you don't quite get everybody available there.
Well, we've got four people that can't come, but Michelle will be there, only in voice.
Yes,
she,
right.
She doesn't put the camera on because she doesn't want people to see her face.
Oh,
but
really?
If you go on her Facebook, she's constantly showing her face off.
Yeah, yeah.
And on TikTok, TikTok video the other day.
I don't get this TikTok.
I'm in the studio. This is my microphone. This is the desk. I love radio. That's what it was.
Right, yeah.
I think TikTok's hilarious. I'm thinking of doing one.
Is that all it is? Just very short videos?
Or can you make it as long as you want.
Oh, sure, okay, sure. Right.
But yeah,
okay.
Most of them are I mean, we've got a song on the list, The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And that song is a TikTok dance.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so mad.
Maybe I'll look into it more.
Mad, I tell you, mad.
I tell you, slightly celebrating vampires and slightly celebrating not wanting to be too macabre about it and getting us off to a dancey start. Here's Michael Jackson with some blood on the dance floor.
Lovely, I love the blood.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is Ben Simmons with another The Show That Goes Like This. It's the 26th of May, it's Tuesday. There are ridiculous holidays today. Firstly, it's World Redhead Day. Also, it's World Dracula Day. So I'm combining those two things for a lot of the musical themes throughout the evening. So we've started off with a bit of Blood on the Dance Floor from Michael Jackson there, and some of the tracks you will be hearing in the next couple of hours have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners as well. Thanks so much for tuning in again tonight. Great to have you along. And as ever, lots of ways you can get involved in this show as well. We will be asking Ben's impossible question. There will be an opportunity to be my legend of the week, and I will have a celebrity interview in around about 17 minutes time, which is quite exciting, with one Derek Martin, otherwise known as Charlie Slater from EastEnders, although despite being well known for his role in EastEnders, he has had a very long and varied acting career. We'll be chatting to him about a lot of that in just after 6:30, something like that. So that's great. So keep your dial tuned here, 98.0 if you're on the FM dial, or phoenixfm.com. And if you know people who may love this show, share it with them. Tell them to tune in. Give them the web address. And do check it all out on my Facebook page as well. Ben Simmons is my personal Facebook page, but Ben Simmons Radio has all the links on there as well. And if you're on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio as well. And you can tweet me throughout the show. I will keep them both monitored. And of course, it will be vital you have Facebook access in particular very shortly if you want to answer Ben's impossible question and get involved in the Legend of the Week award as well. But whatever you do, if you just decide to sit back and listen, then we hope you enjoy everything going on the show that goes like this up until 8:00 tonight here on Phoenix FM. Let's get another track on. It's World Redhead Day. Here's Daniel Merriweather. What's this about, a redhead or just the colour?
And I'm alright, standing in the streetlights here. Is this meant for me? My time on the outside is over. We don't know how you're spending all of your days, knowing that love isn't here. You see the pictures, but you don't know their names, 'cause love isn't here. These problems, they're all in your head, and I can't be somebody else. You took something perfect and painted it red. No sympathy when shouting out is all you know. See the secrets you don't show. And we don't know how you're spending all of your days, knowing that love isn't here. You see the pictures, but you don't know them. I can't do this by myself.
something perfect and painted it red.
Phoenix FM.
Daniel Merriweather and Red there then to help us celebrate World Redhead Day. No kind of Mickey taking for any redheads out there today. We're celebrating them. They're absolutely wonderful people, just as valid as everybody else. And yes, all those kind of taunts you may have gone through in your teenage years at school, they're all by the wayside now. We're celebrating redheads. We're acknowledging how wonderful their contribution to society, to the world, and to lives in general are. So yes, World Redhead Day. Thanks very much to Daniel Merriweather. And do you know what? I thought right now I would get straight on and let you know early on in the show Ben's impossible question. I know you'll be excited about this, so I'm going to get going on it once again. So it's time for Ben's impossible question. And I think I'll do it after one more track, so then we'll get a nicer bit of balance to the show. So Ben's impossible question coming after the next track. That's something to look forward to. If you head to my Facebook page right now, you can get a sneak preview of what that impossible question is. But it will come up after the next track here, live on the airwaves on Phoenix FM. So keep your dial here. You don't want to go anywhere until 8 o'clock tonight, at the very least. At least just keep it on in the background. You may hear something that piques your interest, so to speak. And I never thought I'd use the word pique, spelt with a Q, in this programme. But, you know, it's happened. It's out there. It's done. It's dusted. There we go. Anyway, the weather's got rather lovely, hasn't it? I like to talk about the weather. It's because I sit in the studio and look straight out the window and think, it's nice out there today. And ever so nice the last few days, and it's due to stay pretty reasonable for the next week or so, at the very least, according to any weather research I've done today. So yes, I think we can enjoy the fact that summer is here. Even though there's lockdown, there's gradual easing of some restrictions, aren't there? So we can get out and enjoy the sunshine. And for those ladies that choose to do so in a red dress, that is appropriate, because here are the Sugar Babes.
We'll
Phoenix FM.
Sugar Babes there then with Red Dress. So, we are dealing with redheads today. We're dealing with Dracula as well. It's a worrying combination. How many redheads have been attacked by vampires in the future? I've just thought of a far too eloquent joke, really. Far too intellectual joke. But I'm still going to share it with you on the airwaves, even if you don't fully get it. If a vampire was waging a war against somebody else and ended victorious, but lost sort of everything else in the process, would that be a vampiric victory? Now, I was rather pleased with myself for coming up with that. If you're listening on the airwaves and you've studied enough to know the full glory of that joke, then send me a message on Facebook. I know Dave Bourne's listening. He was clearly enjoying Peakgate, as he's named it. He's even given it a hashtag. Does Dave Bourne understand the vampiric victory reference? I'm sure he does. He's an intelligent man. So there we go. Anyway, enough rambling from me. What about, as promised, Ben's impossible question?
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, here it comes. As ever, remember, it's not meant to be easy. It is Ben's impossible question. It's taken the nation by storm in the last couple of weeks here on Phoenix FM, but see how you do with this offering tonight. Listen carefully to the instructions. So, you have to divide the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. Now, don't ask me where I got the inspiration for this. I was just trying to make something work mathematically. But anyway, obviously it's Redhead Day, so we got that in. It's nothing to do with Caribbean Holiday Day, or we're not celebrating the Caribbean or the West Indies in any way whatsoever. Just something occurred to me. So anyway, you can do a little bit of research that will maybe help you. You're never going to know how many Caribbean holidays I've been on, unless you're a member of my very, very close family, and even then you may forget. But even so, having said that, here it is again. Divide the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. Now, that has been posted on my Facebook profile. It's right at the top at the moment. Obviously, as the show goes on, it may go down a little bit as other posts are put on there. But comment with your guess below that quote on Facebook. So, it does say tonight, Ben's impossible question, and then what I've told you a few times. Divide the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. Have a guess. You might as well. Whoever gets the closest gets the glory of knowing they were right, or at least nearest to being right, with Ben's impossible question. It's supposed to be impossible, yet someone is going to get the nearest answer. Isn't that amazing? You could be miles away and still get the nearest answer. Right. I'm going to get another track on, then we'll have explanations of what could be going on to be Legend of the Week tonight, and then I will have a celebrity guest on the end of the phone just after 6:30. It's rather exciting. It's all happening. Here's Nena with 99 Red Balloons. Thanks to Rachel Woollett for suggesting this.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Such a shame, that pack of balloons that Nenna was given there. Just had the one blue one in it. 99 red ones. You would have been so much happier if there was 100. But, you know, would never have had that hit song. Anyway, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. You're here with me on Phoenix FM. Thanks so much for being along here tonight. Fabulous to have you. 98.0 on the FM dial. PhoenixFM.com. If you're not in Brentwood or Billericay, you can be anywhere in the world and still catch this show. And you may be thinking, oh, I've missed the first 30 minutes. Don't despair. From tomorrow morning, you will be able to get this on the catch-up service on my blog on the Phoenix FM website. Check out PhoenixFM.com. Head to the schedule. Find the show that goes like this. Click the name of the programme. It will take you to my personal blog page on the Phoenix FM site, where many of the previous shows I have hosted are available to listen to at your own leisure. What an amazing service from this radio station. Right, I did say how you could be Legend of the Week tonight. Don't forget Ben's impossible question as well. Divide the average number of hairs on a redhead human's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. You have to comment on Facebook on the particular post to be eligible. And have a guess. You may as well. It will only take you a couple of seconds. You can do some research if you want. You can just have a guess. You know, that's what it's all about. It's not meant to be easy, but have a guess. Now, I will explain Legend of the Week a bit more thoroughly after I've spoken to my celebrity guest. Upcoming after the next track, I will be chatting to Derek Martin, otherwise known as Charlie Slater from EastEnders. Absolutely fantastic to have him here on Phoenix FM. Just before that, though, to be Legend of the Week tonight, we're dealing with the fact it's World Redhead Day. A lot of the music tracks have red things in them, or referred to in them. Therefore, to be Legend of the Week tonight, when I post on Facebook, you have to comment beneath that post with a photograph of yourself holding the most random red thing you can get hold of. And the one that makes me laugh the most, or I consider to be the most random, will get the person that sent it my highly coveted Legend of the Week award. So there you go. If your appetite wasn't wet before, it's wet now. And that's wet with a WH. You know, I'm all about the verbosity tonight. We've piqued your interest with a vampiric victory, and now I've wet your appetite with a WH wet. Anyway, I don't know what's come over me this evening. There we go. Let's get another track on. Then I'll have a celebrity guest for you all from EastEnders fame. Absolutely fantastic. Derek Martin coming up shortly. In the meantime, here's Leona Lewis with Bleeding Love. It links to vampires, see?
Closed off from love. I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Try to pull me away, but they Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, that was Leona Lewis there with Bleeding Love, a vampire-related track, as you will hear throughout the show. But forget about that for now, because far more exciting than any tracks, I've got a fabulous celebrity guest on the telephone line now, and it's time to say a big hello to Charlie Slater from EastEnders, or as he's really known, the wonderful Derek Martin.
Good evening, Ben. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Derek. How you doing?
Touch wood, I'm very well. My son's keeping me in lockdown.
Right, yeah,
and,
excellent.
He goes and does all the shopping, but I miss walking the dog and...
Sure, yeah.
But as he said, at your age, Dad, you're very vulnerable, so...
Yeah, of course, you've got to be careful, haven't
you?
Definitely.
Yeah, we've got to do as we're told, mate, so...
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, what are we, almost 10 weeks into lockdown now? It's not been treating you too badly, then, has it?
How can I say this? Being my age, 87...
Wow, yeah.
Going back to 1940, when I was 7 years old,
yeah,
we were in a shelter at 6 o'clock in the evening because I lived about 500 yards from West India Docks, which used to get a pounding every night.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So you was in the shelter every night. No electric, no internet, no wireless.
Yeah.
All he had was candles, no telephone because there was a box at the end of the street.
Sure,
and
you
were there until next morning.
Yeah.
And then there was rationing.
There
was no sweets, he was on ration. So there was no supermarkets. It was so it's not come too hard for me.
Yeah,
really.
I know. That's the thing, isn't it? Everyone these days who doesn't have any sort of frame of reference to look back that far.
Exactly.
Think it's tough. But
sadly, I can look back.
Well, no, it's good. But, I mean, when you think about how lucky we are with the internet and being able to keep in touch with people a long way away
exactly.
compared to...
And
the
this Zoom thing now, which you can...
Yeah,
have
brilliant.
...have a 10-way conversation and...
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Now, listen, times are good. People say the good old days, and I say no. The good old days, 50 years ago, I'd have been dead. I wouldn't have lived to this age.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean? It's everything's going for us now.
Yeah, definitely.
Get food from all over the world, whatever country you want, 24/7,
yep.
365 days.
Yeah, certainly.
And we looked after health-wise, let's face it.
Yeah, of course. No,
I mean, I've got two new knees and a new hip.
So, you're probably doing better than most of us, Derek.
Yeah, and every time I go in the airport, the bells ring. I think I'm a terrorist.
Nice. Well, listen, let me take you back. You mentioned all that time ago when you were seven. I wasn't going to go quite that far back.
That's all right.
Obviously, in recent times, many people remember you as Charlie Slater from EastEnders, but you've had quite a long career before that, really. And I know you started off as an extra, didn't you? Is that right?
It's right. In 1962, I was 29.
Yeah.
And I'd left the Smithfield meat market because I'd done many jobs.
Yeah.
Motor racing, professional gambler. Dug the roads, worked in factories, offices.
Right, yeah.
And I decided I want to be an actor.
Sure.
So I got a job at an extra agency, 3 guineas a day in old money. What's that, £3.30?
Oh, right, yeah.
And my first job was live Zed cars on a Wednesday night.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
And when I walked out of that studio at the end, I mean, 3 guineas was not a lot because I was earning a lot more at Smithfield Meat Market.
Right, yeah.
But when I walked out of that studio, I walked out. Yes, I diddly dee.
Yeah.
This is an actor's life for me, so...
That must be a nice feeling, I guess, if you've done...
And touch wood, people say to me, have you retired now? So I said, well, I retired at 29. And they say, what do you mean? So I said, well, I gave up hard work and became an actor.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, listen, face it, when you're kids, you're playing... Doctors and nurses, the cowboys and Indians, and I'm doing it now and getting paid for it.
Yeah, sure.
So, to me, it was like playing.
Well, that's a nice thing. If you'd done all those other jobs beforehand, and then you knew as soon as you did the acting that you loved it that much, then it's great to be able to work in an industry you know you like that, you know.
Exactly. But also, how can I say, I've lived the rep of life. People audition, or I've been to directors, and they say, what rep have you done?
Yeah.
I've never done theatre, because I've never trained.
Yeah.
I'm as an extra. And I always say, I've done the rep of life.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
What it's like out there on the street. I know what it's like being a labourer, working in a factory, in an office. So
yeah, absolutely.
So you can put all those people you know and you've been into characters that you play.
Yeah, sure. Now... So you did some extra work for a bit. How did you then get sort of a bit further advanced and get to actually being offered parts and roles and stuff like that? What
well,
was the next sort of step?
When you're an extra, going back in those days, don't forget we're talking 1960s.
Sure, yeah.
You'd be in some programs, say, like, I'm going to say, not Dad's Army, Compact. And a lot of people won't remember that. Compact, Adam Adamant. You'd be there and the director say, would you mind saying so-and-so? Or so-and-so would say, no, fine. Excuse me, sir. And then you got extra money then because you said a couple of lines.
Yeah, yeah.
You ended up getting 28 guineas at a contract.
Yeah, nice.
You felt like a star. But and then round about 65, and I'd been doing it for 3 years, and I was working probably 8-9 days a week. I was going from Dixon and Dock Green in the morning and dashing over to Elstree to do the Morecambe and Wise show in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So I was getting plenty of work.
Yeah, sure.
But then a friend of mine, who's sadly not with us now, a man called Derek Ware, he had a stunt agency, and several of the programs you're on, he was doing all the fire arranging.
Oh, yeah.
And he said to me, you're a bit handy. He said, would you mind being pushed or whatever? Eventually, I packed in doing the extra work, and I became a stuntman.
Oh, wow. So did you ever have to do...
did loads of things.
Yeah.
Peter, did all the Doctor Who's with John Pertwee.
Oh, yeah, great.
I did two, one with William Hartnell, two with Troughton, five with Pertwee, and then the other one, I can't remember the next one on. And that's when I was doing stunt work and everything, so...
Yeah, did you ever have to do anything particularly dangerous, or was it...
I did quite a few horse falls on Elizabeth R.
Oh, wow,
in
yeah.
the last episode.
Yeah.
I was candid, and it's supposed to be all the troops had gone to Ireland.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
the Glenda Jackson one.
Oh, right,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
at the front there with armour on and everything, going through the forest. A shot rings out. I was doing a slow canter.
Yeah.
And I had to bash come out on the saddle, and the ground had already been broken up, so I landed. Bosh, it was all right. But as always, directors say, oh, great. Oh, because what happens, after you come off, all the... hooligans come out of the forest and there's a big fight ensues. And I get stabbed. I'm being left stabbed on the back.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So he said, can we go again? Different angle. He said, get another fee. So I said, fine. Now, during the second take, I just caught, as I'm coming back outwards and down, I caught my foot in the stirrup. And as I'm falling, I thought, oop, I'm going to break my neck here. So I turned and crashed and broke my collarbone.
Oh,
but
dear.
The fight carried on. And Max Faulkner, who's no longer with us again, stunt guy, he's coming over and he's pulling me left shoulder and stabbing me. And I'm saying, Mike, I broke my shoulder. Yeah, I know you had lines on. And he's, then it was cut and I said, yes, look, it's the bone sticking out here, sir.
Oh, wow.
God, I went off to hospital. 3 weeks later, I was in the studio playing a part of the Horseman to Cecil when she was dying, Queen Elizabeth. I was waiting to take a message, so... But
amazing,
and then
yeah.
after a while, I thought, "Oh, this is I'm getting too old for all this." And I had a series called Paul Temple with Francis Matthews, who was played Paul Temple,
right? Yeah.
And George Sewell was in it, and I played his sidekick. And I had lots of lines every week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was doing the stunt fight arranging in it. And I said to the producer at the end, I said, "Listen, his name was Derek as well." I said, "I'm fed up doing the stunts. I'm too old now. I want to be an actor. Can you recommend me to an agent?"
Yeah, great.
And I said, I've got no ambitions of Shakespeare or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I just know my little alleyway I can play. And he recommended me this agent, and then I went to him, and then gradually got little bits and pieces, bosh, and come through to 77. I did an improvisation. I'm not going on too much.
No. It's great.
I did a little improvisation
worry.
Play for the BBC.
Yeah, yeah.
And the director said, "Listen, I've got something in mind for you next January." This was in August.
Yeah, yeah.
But as always, you think, "Oh yeah, I'll wait till it happens." And come on the January, I auditioned for a series called Law and Order.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was 4 80-minute films, and I was playing a crooked copper in it, a bent copper.
Yeah, yeah.
And Peter Dean, who eventually ended up in EastEnders.
Oh, yeah.
He was the villain.
Yeah.
And Touchwood, that Ben, that put me on the map.
Yeah, amazing.
From then on, I did Chinese Detective, playing the boss in that.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years series. But one of my greatest honours, I would have done it for nothing, but my agent said, no, I want the commission.
Yeah.
I had 6 weeks' work with James Cagney.
Oh, amazing, wow.
It was his last film that he made.
Oh, yeah.
And they made it in Shepperton Studios because there was labour troubles in New York.
Right,
Dino De Laurentiis hired the whole of Shepperton Studios.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And had the pleasure of sitting with him for 6 weeks playing one of his aides.
Brilliant, yeah.
So that was one of the highlights.
Fantastic, yeah. We're going to have to break off for some music in a second, but just before we do that, because I'd like to talk to you a bit about EastEnders after the track.
Sure, yeah.
But a lot of people won't know, because you were Charlie Slater for so many years, they won't know you had a chance of being some other parts before then as well.
Oh, yes,
you?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, so wasn't it, you were up for Dirty Den?
When it first, Julia Smith, who was the first producer and made it up, made EastEnders going.
Yeah.
She, I did a series for her called Angels, which was about nurses.
Yeah.
And I was playing Pauline Quirk's dad.
Oh,
and every
right.
time she went home, it was to home where I was.
Yeah, sure.
And then up come EastEnders, and I was up for the part of Dirty Den.
Amazing.
And I was down at the last five.
God.
And she said to my agent, "We love Derek very much, but he's more the hard man than the woman's man."
Yeah.
So Leslie Grantham got it, and he was brilliant.
I mean,
he was great. Again, sadly, no longer with us.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
a few years later, I was doing a series called King and Castle, which was written for me.
Yeah.
2 years. And they wanted me to play the part of Frank Butcher.
Oh, wow.
But of course I couldn't do it. I had another 4 months to go on my series.
Right,
and
yeah.
Mike Reed did it, and he was fantastic.
Yeah, sure,
and I
sure.
knew Mike, because as it happens, Mike Reed and me, we started off as extras.
Oh, really? Oh,
so
nice.
I worked with him, and so we knew each other, so...
Yeah, great.
And he was brilliant at it. So
it's funny,
eventually,
isn't it?
Come the day, I got a call. My agent said, "You've got to go to Elstree.
Yeah.
They're auditioning for the part of a father of a new family."
Ah, brilliant.
And that was in 2000.
Yeah. How funny, though, if things had gone slightly differently, we could have remembered you as Frank Butcher or even Dirty Den.
It's just the way it goes in this game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Derek, it's fantastic to talk to you. If you stay on the line, I'm going to put a track on now.
I'll have a swig of me drink.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll speak to you again shortly.
All right, boss.
That's the fantastic Derek Martin there. We're going to break off for a second to get back to some Red and vampire-related music then. Here is Taylor Swift with some Bad Blood.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve. Was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny? Now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe. And rub it in so deep, salt in the wound, like you're laughing right at me. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good. Got scars on my back from your knife, so don't think it's in the past. These kind of wounds, they last and they last. Now, did you think it all through? All these things will catch up to you, and time can heal, but this won't. So if you're coming my way, just don't. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times. Sorry, just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts.
show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts.
Phoenix FM.
Absolutely, that was Taylor Swift and Bad Blood, and I'm still here with Derek Martin. How are you doing, Derek? You all right?
All fine. When I said I was going to have a swig of drink, it was only a sparkling mango.
Whatever it was, it's absolutely
fine. It wasn't anything
bad. No worries. Now, listen, before we get on to EastEnders, I've had a couple of messages from people on Facebook just asking to say hello, really, and just say a couple of things. But Alex Kafetzoglu, who's in Norfolk, he says he met you at a Doctor Who signing in Chiswick.
And yeah,
he,
that's right. Yeah.
He found out you were part...
I did a signing there.
Yeah, and he found out you were part of the stunt team Havoc. Is that what you were talking about before?
Yeah, that's the agency I said to you at the beginning. The bloke said to me, you're a bit useful.
Yeah,
I joined the agency, and that was it. His name was Derek Ware. He ran this agency called Havoc, and they did all the Doctor Who stuff.
Yeah, brilliant.
And Derek also did a thing, Far From the Madding Crowd, the original with Julie Christie, Terence Stamp. There is a bit where Terence Stamp's got this big sabre sword and he's flashing it all around the girl and just cuts a tuft of her hair.
Oh,
Derek
right.
arranged all that with a sword.
Terence
Stamp to do,
amazing.
Good man, he was good man.
Yeah, brilliant. Right, I've had another message from Nikki Jane. It's Nikki, a lady, because it's N-I-C-C-I, Nikki Jane.
Oh, right,
and she just says, say hello from his old neighbours at Oakwood. So, your old neighbours at Oakwood, say hello, Derek. There you go.
Listen, say hello back, and I hope you're all keeping well.
Yeah, fantastic. I will do.
Yeah.
Also, one last one. Rachel Woollett says, this is nice because it leads on to EastEnders. She said, tell him he made me cry in his final scene in EastEnders. I sobbed, but in a good way.
So did I. And so did my bank manager.
Yeah,
he wasn't too happy.
Well, we'll come to the end in a minute, which is obviously a bit sad. But, I mean, you must have, when you came, you know, you knew you'd come close before to being offered the part of Dirty Den and Frank Butcher and stuff. It must have been nice to know you were actually going to get to be in it as quite a main character.
There was five of us up for it.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the Saturday morning, I went into this door, it was about 8:30 in Elm Street, and it was packed. There were producers, directors, actors, actresses.
Yeah.
Everyone was being auditioned and interviewed, and you had to do a little soliloquy pub in the Vic. On your own, a camera on you.
Yeah.
Just explaining, and I just said, you know, I'm Charlie Slater. I used to be a lorry driver. I'm now a cab driver.
Yeah.
And I've got all my daughters, and I'll defend them to the earth. Or what, do you know what I mean? And I've got it, touch wood.
Yeah, brilliant.
And then it was signed on for 3 years, and it ended up 15, so...
Yeah, amazing.
Wonderful.
And obviously, you work quite closely with the other members of the Slater family then, so that was with...
I was only speaking to Lacey last week.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Stacey.
Yeah, of course.
She's got a baby.
Yeah, amazing.
And, well, I think she's going back in it. In July, she's been out of it for a year.
Well, that's the thing, Nick, because what the nature of EastEnders, people can come in and out of it. And, I mean, you originally left for a while, but then came back for some sort of special episodes, didn't you, a bit late?
Yeah, I did. Well, because there was a thing where the baby was snatched, and I got the blame, and
I
left in shame, kind of, although it wasn't me.
Yeah, of course.
And
then
I came back again, and it was great. So.
Well, I've always wondered about the soaps that have such a sort of quick turnaround and a sort of demanding week of doing stuff. Do you actually get that much time rehearsing?
No.
Really?
No.
You get
the scripts.
Yeah.
You shoot four episodes, that's 4 half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
In 10 days.
Wow, yeah.
And they're not in order.
No, of course.
Sure,
yeah.
One, you know, back to front, you're going in the front door, and then you don't do the inside scene until 2 days later.
Yeah, sure. Oh, wow. Yeah, that must be confusing.
You get the scripts, you learn them, you go in, you say you've got a scene in the Vic.
Yeah.
You stand around, you all read the thing, the three act or four, how many is involved in the scene.
Yeah.
Read it, put it down. They say, right, camera's in, rehearse it once, and then shoot it.
Really? Oh, wow. That little amount.
Tell you a little story.
Yeah, go for it.
I go to Tesco's, right?
Yeah.
There's an advert for them. And a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I'm walking around my trolley and this lady come up to me, very, very well dressed.
Yeah.
Very nice lady, about 60 odd.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, excuse me, young man. I said, well, that's a good start. She said, I'd just like to say, my husband said that actors and actresses on soaps are the best there are in the world.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that was very kind of him. I said, thank you very much.
Yeah.
What does he? She said, he sadly died. So I said, oh, I am sorry. I said, was he in the business? She said, oh, yes. I said, what, was he an actor? So she said, no, he was a director. She said, you may have heard of him, Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, wow.
I went, you're joking. She said, no. He said, it's because everything is so instant and so quick.
Yeah.
The actors and actresses have to get it right straight away. He said, because it's right on your eyes and everything.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a lovely, lovely thing to say.
How amazing.
A man of that stature.
Yeah, exactly. Someone who's worked...
I mean, Kubrick, bloody hell.
Yeah, with so many sort of revered actors and actresses in films, appreciating the work of some opera actors as well. Yeah, of course.
Oh, so that was good.
Yeah, fantastic. Now,
I forget where we was now.
Yeah, well, I'm interested to find out stuff about EastEnders because, obviously, you work closely with the other actors and actresses in the Slater family.
Oh, Mo played me mother-in-law.
Yeah, Layla Morse, wasn't it? That's right.
You know, who's Gary Oldman's sister.
Yeah. I didn't realise that for a while. Yeah.
Lovely lady, down to her.
Yeah.
Very down to her. She got the part because Gary Oldman, her brother, he directed Kneel by Mouth.
Oh, yeah, I remember,
and
yeah.
She was in that.
Yeah.
And he said to her, you can play this part. He did audition a few actresses and he wasn't too happy. So he said to her, Mo, read this. She wrote it and she got it. And then from that, she got asked to go into EastEnders. So she played me mother-in-law.
Yeah, amazing.
And then we had Elaine, who one of my daughters.
Elaine Lordan, wasn't it?
Who left after a while because he wasn't well.
Yeah.
And then we had Jessie.
Yeah,
who
sure.
Who played Kat.
Yeah.
Who, a great actress. And,
Who else? Ryan.
Who played Little Mo.
Oh, Casey Ainsworth. Yeah.
And we all got on like a house on fire.
Yeah, brilliant.
And the funny thing was, we were doing scenes, like, indoors, around the kitchen at Christmas or some of that. And if it was emotional, one would start, and then we'd all be crying our eyes out.
I mean,
not tears stuck on us.
No, sure.
Crying for real.
Yeah, of course.
Because
if
the dialogue's right, if the script is right, then you'll feel the emotion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we used to start one another off.
Now, obviously, with something like EastEnders, logistically, they've got an awful lot to think about. And I guess it's more common for them to shoot scenes with fewer actors in it, or any sort of main actors, sort of in twos, threes and whatever. But how often would you have a major thing in the Vic or something, or in the CAF or something, where there's sort of 10 or 15 people in there? I guess it's harder to get...
I didn't hear what you said then, go on.
Oh, well, how often would you have to film a sort of a bigger deal scene, you know, like in the Vic with a lot of the big names in it, like 10 or 15 actors in it? How often did they do the bigger scenes like that?
Yes, you did. You did them, because, I mean, there was always four cameras there somewhere.
Right,
they'd cut to the Fowlers in one corner, then cut to the Richards, and then the Slaters over here and someone over there.
Yeah.
So they just cut it all in. It's very cleverly done. And it's quite... You didn't get 10 takes or more like you do on a feature.
No, sure.
I mean, one or two takes and you've got it.
Yeah, amazing.
Because you can't waste time, as I say, shooting a two-hour film in 10 days.
I must tell you, I did a little bit of extra work about 15 years ago, and I think I did one or two days on EastEnders. And I remember the agency phoning me up and saying, we want you to play a drunk in the cafe. And I remember thinking, that's brilliant, because I'll have to be being leery and causing a scene or whatever, so I'll have to be featured in it. And obviously you think that's good, and you think you might get a bit more money. And when I turned up, the director went, yeah, you're just slumped in the corner down there. I never moved the whole day.
No, listen, it was great fun. I'll tell you what, we had lots of laughs.
Yeah.
Because you're like a big family. You're all relying on each other.
Yeah, of course, of course.
And it was very rare that someone was ill or off whatever, because they had to rewrite. If you had an accident or anything, they'd have to rewrite overnight.
Yeah.
To change the storyline. So
of course,
it'll be interesting when they go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether they pick up on the COVID, I should think.
Well, I guess it's going to be strange, that, because you can't really ignore it, but then how do you follow exactly what's going on in that? Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And the same with all the soaps, like Corrie and...
Yeah, sure.
Enema Dow as well, so...
Your character, a Charlie Slater.
That's what we used to call that, Enema Dow.
Nice. Your character in EastEnders, Charlie Slater, was a cabbie, wasn't it? I mean,
that's
did
right,
you,
yeah,
did you get people
driver, yeah.
Did you get people asking you for lifts all the time?
Oh, I still do. Have you got the cab outside, Charlie?
Yeah,
I say no, I've got the Bentley.
Nice. Now, obviously, we've got to mention, it must be hard, this, when you've been in something for that long and you find out that you're actually going to be written out of it. Because you left and then you came back for some episodes.
Well, the thing was, there was one part, they wanted to write me out and I died off screen in a heart attack.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I knew someone higher up at the BBC,
yeah,
who used to be executive producer on it, and I phoned him up and I went, John, they're killing me off. That's not right. He said, leave it with me. An hour later, I got a phone call from the producer. He said, no, we're not killing you off now. So I went back in it again.
Yeah, brilliant.
And then eventually they said, we're going to give you a good storyline to finish.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
And that was it. I didn't want to leave. I mean,
no, sure.
Actors, you know the business. If you've got work, if actors work for a month or over the moon, yeah, to work 15 years.
Yeah, amazing.
Non-stop work is fantastic.
On something high profile like that as well, fantastic.
But the only
yeah.
thing is, I've got to say this, when you leave a soap like that and you've had a major part,
yeah,
it's very hard to get work.
Yeah, of course.
Because
yeah.
what they say, my agent puts me up for loads of stuff, even now.
Yeah.
And they say, oh yeah, good actor, but he's still Charlie.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
how
yeah.
long are you going to be Charlie?
Yeah,
I
sure.
don't mind the public. I mean, the public come up and he's still, hello, Charlie, wish you were still in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, thank you. I thought to myself, well, I must have done something for him to remember me.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's now, what, 5 years since I left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
But it's sad where they can't see you doing, because I did loads of other stuff beforehand.
Well, that's what I've never understood,
Minder,
you know.
Sweeney,
yeah.
Professionals.
Yeah, exactly.
Law and Order, oh, loads of stuff.
But that's the nature of being an actor, isn't it? You're used to playing different parts. And
that's
it's,
right.
it's not
yeah.
your fault if you play one part for a long time. It doesn't mean you can't suddenly do anything else, you know.
Exactly, yes. But there you go. That's yeah. the way they think, so you can't help it. So.
Well, listen, Derek, I could talk to you all night. It's been a pleasure to talk to you here on Phoenix FM, so thanks so much for being here today.
It's a pleasure.
But listen, I know when we have our Water Rats meetings, you're known in the industry for telling interesting gags every now and again, I think it's fair
yes.
to say. Have you got any you could share with us quickly here on Phoenix FM? I know I've put you on the spot there. As a comic, I find it annoying when people say, just tell me a joke, but you've always got a joke up your sleeve.
Well, I can't tell you one where I have to swear in it. So.
So that rules out a lot of them, does it?
No. I'll tell you a quick one.
Go
what
on.
Do you call a baby monkey?
I don't know. What do you call a baby monkey?
A chimp off the old block.
Oh, nice. I like that. I might okay. use that.
You can use that.
Yeah.
There's no painting on it. So.
Now, listen, as you've been a fantastic guest here on the show that goes like this, you can I can play a song for you that doesn't have to be related to anything else we've done. So is there any kind of track I could get on the airwaves for you tonight, Derek?
Well, I would like to. I've been a big fan of years ago, probably a lot of people, is Hoagie Carmichael, Jimmy Snozzle Durante.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's known for singing and on the piano or sitting at my piano and all that.
Yeah.
But he made a DVD, a CD, I mean.
Yeah.
Of all lovely songs, Smile and whatever, one I was particularly like was I'll See You in My Dreams.
Well, we will play that right now for you on Phoenix, Derek. So okay. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure to chat.
I wish everybody who's listening, you keep well and keep your head down.
Yeah, brilliant. You take care of yourself, Derek, and thanks so much.
Ben, speak to you soon.
Take care, mate. All the best.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine. They will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dream.
FM.
Well, that was Jimmy Durante and I'll See You in My Dreams, played in honour of Derek Martin there for being a fantastic guest, and happy to put that track on the airwaves for him. And so lovely of him to join us here on the show that goes like this tonight. Hope you enjoyed listening, finding out a few behind the scenes facts about EastEnders, rather interesting, as well as the rest of his career as well. Couldn't really do justice to all the work Derek's done in such a varied career over decades, but yeah, interesting, and a great guy to talk to and lovely to chat to nonetheless. Right, now loads still going on throughout the show that goes like this here. This evening we are still having Legend of the Week, and you can send in your photos. I am just about to post on Facebook the place where you can do that. So to be Legend of the Week tonight, you've got to send a photo of yourself commenting, send a comment that's a photo of you holding the most random red thing you can find. And whichever is the most random, or whichever makes me chuckle the most, will certainly get the sender the highly coveted Legend of the Week award. So that is at the top of my profile here, Ben Simmons on Facebook. It just says Legend of the Week. Comment below with a photo of you holding the most random red thing you can find. And beneath that, Ben's impossible question. Divide the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. The guesses are coming in. Could be close at the end of this show tonight. That's all I'm going to say. So, yeah, all happening. And we've got to get quite a few more tracks on that were suggested by some of the lovely Legend listeners earlier on this afternoon. So to that end, I'm going to get Queen on. This is for Stuart James, who thinks it would be rather good, if you're thinking about vampires, to play a song called Another One Bites the Dust. Well done, Stuart.
Further down the street, the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beast. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. I am a, I'm satisfied. How long can you stand the heat? I'm in the way of the freezer. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get to do. Another one bites the dust. Hey!
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and somehow we're an hour and a quarter into the show that goes like this. How the heck has that happened? It's just gone quarter past seven and we go off the airwaves at 8 o'clock. So much to get in before then. Celebrity birthdays will be coming up. The answer to Ben's impossible question at around about 10 to 8. Legend of the Week award to be handed out just before I go off the air, probably around about 5 to 8. So keep tuned. And if you want to be interactive, if you want to get involved, that is absolutely wonderful. Lots of ways you can do that. You can go to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and post me a message. You can tweet me at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and also you can go to my personal profile if you're on Facebook, Ben Simmons, and I am asking for examples of you holding the most random red thing you can find. You have to comment below the post on Facebook that says Legend of the Week, comment below with a photo of you holding the most random red thing you can find. The instruction is right there. And then just send a photo of yourself. And already some of them have come in that are very random. I think that's fair to say. So well done to the people that have made the effort. If you want to be legend of the week, you've got to find something red in your house that's incredibly random. Photograph yourself holding it and then comment with that photo on my post on Facebook. And also, if you're feeling a little bit more, cerebral tonight, in an attempt to carry on the earlier examples of verbosity, if you're feeling cerebral, then you may want to come up with an answer to Ben's impossible question. And that is the next post down on my Facebook profile tonight, saying this: divide the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. It's not meant to be easy. It's Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, so the task once again: divide the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. And it's going to be interesting when I reveal the answer around about 10 to 8. That's all I'm going to say. And despite having to get in celebrity birthdays, legend awards and answer impossible questions, I'm also going to squeeze in so many tracks suggested by you guys throughout the afternoon as well, that it's going to be a marvellous evening for all of us. So, vampires or red? How do we link those things together? Well, Naomi Bushell thinks Bon Jovi does it with Giving Love a Bad Name.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Well, the Legend of the Week award photos are coming in thick and fast now. There's some very random red objects in people's households, that's all I'm going to say. But very entertaining nonetheless. If you have a look at my Facebook profile, you can see yourself. You can feast your eyes on some of these random red objects. And if you want to get involved, if you want to take the chance of being Legend of the Week this week, you have to photograph yourself holding the most random red item you can find in your household at the moment and put it in the right place on my Facebook profile under the post asking you to do just that. Also, you can try and answer Ben's impossible question. There's some very varied answers have come in so far. Somebody's going to be right. Somebody's going to be miles away. That's all I'm going to say. Right, more music coming. Loads of stuff going on. Keep it here, 98.0. It's all happening as ever on the show that goes like this. And thanks to Nick Ashton right now, the Vamps are happening with Can We Dance?
I'm talking loud when I'm drinking, baby. I'm known to go a little too fast. Don't mind all my friends, I know they're all crazy, but they're the only friends that I have. I don't know you, but I'd like to skip the small talk and romance, girl. That's all I have to say, so baby, can we dance? Here we go again, another dream I'm caving in. It's stupid words keep falling from my mouth. You know that I mean well, my hands are meant for somewhere else. Your eyes are doing naughty butterflies. She might like me though.
So save me here, 'cause I can barely stand.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I know what you're thinking. You like celebrities. You like to know what day celebrities were born on. You'd like to know which celebrities were born on this day. It's the 26th of May. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays? Go on then. Right, well, actress Helena Bonham Carter is 54 today. Fugees singer Lauryn Hill is 45 today. Stevie Nicks, rock singer, is 72 today. Lenny Kravitz is 56. And Jeremy Corbyn is 71 today. Pam Grier, actress, is also 71. Comic Jason Manford is 39. Michael Portillo is 67 today, and had they survived, John Wayne would be 113 today. Al Jolson would be 134 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays for the 26th of May. And if it's your birthday today, everybody here at Phoenix FM wishes you many very happy returns of the day. Hope it's been as wondrous as it possibly could be in this state of weirdness and lockdown that we currently find ourselves in, although surely getting easier over the weeks to come. Gradual easing. Don't take that as an excuse to go and go back to the way your life was before. It's going to be unusual for quite a while, but it will get a bit better in the next few weeks, we do think. Anyway, right. What's going on for the rest of the show that goes like this? Well, somehow we're three quarters into it. I can't believe it. I'm sure you can't either. It's flown by this evening. What on earth's going on? But yes, it's the 26th of May. It's World Dracula Day. It's World Redhead Day. Loads of the music linking to red things in particular. Thanks in large part to you lovely Legend listeners out there for suggesting a lot of the tracks today. Now, lots of what I've played recently has kind of linked to vampires, and there's been blood in the songs or bleeding in the song titles because of vampires. What I think we should do now is move away from that and let's focus on some artists who are redheads and are incredibly successful. So here's one of the most successful artists in the world right now. He knows all about the shape of you. Here's Ed, Mr. Sheeran to me.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Although bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be.
I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be.
I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be.
I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with the shape of you.
Phoenix FM.
Well, the Legend of the Week contest is hotting up in front of my eyes right now. So many wonderful photos of random red objects being sent in by people. If you want to have a look at them, get onto my Facebook profile. Ben Simmons has a cartoon version of me as the picture. And you can see some of the craziness that people have put on there. And yes, we are celebrating a lot of red things today, with it being World Dracula Day and World Redhead Day. And therefore, to be Legend of the Week, I have asked people to post photos of themselves holding the most random red thing they can find in their household. And some great examples, some that do cause me to laugh, actually. Just because of not only the red objects you've got, but the expressions on your faces as well. There's sort of smugness in some people's faces, there's excitement in some people's face, there's concern on other people's faces. You don't have to have your face in the photo, but it's amusing for me anyway. So thanks so much for getting involved, being interactive on the show that goes like this. That's what makes it what it is. It's what makes it a bit crazy and a bit random here on Phoenix FM between 6 and 8 on a Tuesday evening. And despite all the ridiculousness, great music tracks guaranteed to be played to keep your ears happy for the duration. So yes, we are now dealing with artists who have red hair in particular, and have done incredibly well for themselves. So that was Ed Sheeran a little bit earlier on with The Shape of You, and right now we're going to Flo and the Mac, as I like to call her. You won't know that band because it's Florence and the Machine. You've got the love.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too wrong. Anything go wrong, no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, out of my savings, love is real. You know it's real. You've got the love. You 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 got the love. Time after time, I think, oh, Lord, what's the use? Time after time, I think it's just no good. 'Cause sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Florence and the Machine have got the love that they need to see them through. So that's nice for them, isn't it? Very happy for them. Right, Yes, the show that goes like this, still going on with me, Ben Simmons, and so much still to squeeze in, as ever, here on Phoenix FM on a Tuesday night. Legend of the Week will be revealed in around about, what shall we say, 17 minutes? Could be slightly earlier. And we will have the answer given to Ben's impossible question in probably about 10 minutes or so. So lots to be excited about, isn't there? And it's not too late to enter the Legend of the Week competition. You have to just send a photo of yourself with the most random red thing in your household to my Facebook profile in the relevant place. Get it right and it will all be very exciting. And yes, you can also have a go at Ben's impossible question. Divide the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head by the number of Caribbean holidays I've had. There's a certain place to comment on that with your answer to try and get it right. Now, I've just realised I've spelled average wrong. I haven't spelt it wrong. I've just made a typo. So it actually says divide the average number of hairs. What's average? Maybe people think it's a strange thing and mathematically solves the conundrum. There we go. I will correct that. That needs editing. Have a gauge. Sorry about that. Right. Yes, 26th of May, World Dracula Day, World Redhead Day. Let's get some more songs on from redheaded artists. I always liked this one. She got a bit controversial when she left the Spice Girls and branched out on her own, but she did this track, which is pretty good. Jerry Halliwell. She likes Spanish. Her mum's Spanish. Like beaches by the sound of it.
Está el hombre con fuego en la sangre. I've got a secret, I cannot keep it. It's just a whisper of a distant memory. Just a dream, or so it seems. Take me back to the place I'd rather be. You left the fire in my eyes that lightens up the darkest skies. I'm giving up, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me. Chica Latino. La 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 la. Ay, 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 ay. La la la. Stolen moments. Time is broken. My eyes are open to this life of mystery. And so I'll go with what I know. Take my chances and run with destiny. I break away and say goodbye. I'm free to be, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me where I need to go. Donde está mi chico latino. Y pequeño, yo no sé, pero no es un cuento. Mi corazón con tormento, un chico latino que quiero, o simplemente deseo. Yo lo sé, el camino es un sueño latino. Take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vida. Show me where. Mi chico latino, take me back. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me where I need to go. Donde está mi chico latino.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and we're into the home stretch now. It's 7:43 coming up, give or take 20 seconds or so. It's all gone crazy with the red items for Legend of the Week. Suddenly, many, many people have posted. I'm rather excited about it. So you can keep your eyes on the Facebook profile to see what you're up against. Who could possibly earn that Legend of the Week award this evening? There's so many random items, so many excellent ideas, so many things that have amused me. So very well done. Although there haven't been that many entrants, bearing in mind all the people that have entered this competition, there haven't been in that many entrants to Ben's Impossible Question this week. It means if you have entered, you've got a very good chance of winning. That's all I'm going to say. The result of that will be found out probably after the next track, or maybe the next two tracks. Oh, if I squeeze them close together, we can get two tracks in before we find out the answer to Ben's Impossible Question. That's nice for, isn't it? Something to look forward to. Right. It's still World Dracula Day. It's still World Redhead Day. Let's move away from actual redheads, though, and play a couple of tracks by people who've put red into the song titles. Very well done. Here, then, come the Rolling Stones with Little Red Rooster.
I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. The little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange craft people, little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Ain't had no peace in the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Rolling Stones there and Little Red Rooster, suggested earlier by Dennis Pellwine. Thank you very much for doing that. I hope your Tuesday the 26th of May is going wonderfully. That's not just me talking to Dennis Pellwine, it's me talking to everybody out there. Dennis suggested that track, but you know, my comments are for everybody. Unless I directly address you, I just don't want it to get confusing. Anyway, it's the 26th of May, it's World Dracula Day, it's World Redhead Day. This is still the show that goes like this, with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock. But keep your dial here, even after that, because Rob Harvey will be in from 8 until 10 with yet another fabulous Synth City. So, yeah, always worth a listen here on Phoenix FM. Great programming all throughout the week. Obviously, I want you to focus on the show that goes like this between 6 and 8 on a Tuesday, just making you aware there are plenty of other excellent programmes and presenters on this station after I depart. Yes, so what can we do in the final 12 minutes of this show? Well, I'm going to put one more track on, then I'm going to reveal the answer to Ben's impossible question, and then we're going to find out who is Legend of the Week this week. It's going to be tough. There's some fabulous ideas going back and forth. Eddie Bushell has just messaged in and said, no poll. No, Eddie, there's not been a poll. I did an interview with much-loved actor Derek Martin, and you're going to have to blame him for the lack of a hotly contested poll, because his interview probably took up the time the poll would have taken. That's all I'm going to say. And I'd rather have Derek Martin on the airwaves than a hotly contested poll. But don't panic. The hotly contested poll will be back next week, and it may well involve the question, should an interview usurp the hotly contested poll? There you go. I've got verbose again. Usurp. I can't remember all the things I've done. Vampiric victory. That was my greatest moment of this evening, I believe. One of your greatest moments yet to be revealed, though. Who will be Legend of the Week? We will find that out very shortly. We will also find out the answer to Ben's impossible question. It's not meant to be easy. All right, so deal with it. Right, okay. Now, I know what you're thinking. You've played a lot of tracks in this show, Ben, and none of them have been particularly tenuously linked to vampires or to the colour red. Well, Dave Bourne, being the intelligent man that he is, has found a way to do just that. He asked me if I'd play this track, The Beatles and All Together Now. I know what you're thinking. How the heck does that link to vampires? Well, as Dave Bourne said when he requested it, there's a count at the beginning.
FM.
That was The Beatles All Together Now, courtesy of Dave Bourne. Thanks for that suggestion and that very tenuous link to the themes of the show. Well done. Right, I know what you're thinking. Ben, come on, tell us the answer to the impossible question. All right, but I've got to do the jingle again first.
Not true. That's impossible.
Right, so apparently the average number of hairs on a human redhead's head is 90,000. And in my lifetime, including my honeymoon, I've been on a total of 3 Caribbean holidays. So if you divide 90,000 by 3, the correct answer to Ben's impossible question is 30,000. And unbelievably, 3 people have got it completely right. Rachel Willett hasn't got it right. She said 420,000, but good guess. And Thomas Hayward hasn't got it right, but he made me laugh because his answer was 1 parsnip, 3 cats and an umbrella. I think he's going for hieroglyphs there, maybe, but sadly not correct. But listen to this. Gary Collins, Maria from the Isle of Wight and Eddie Bushell have all got the correct answer of 30,000. However, in the event of people getting the same answer, we are harsh on this programme. There is no tie-break ability. We simply give the award to the person whose answer came in first. Therefore, the winner of the impossible question answer this week is Eddie Bushell. Well done, sir. Congratulations, Mr. Bushell. Now, what on earth do we do with regards to the Legend of the Week award? It's particularly tough this week because so many people have sent in fantastic photographs of themselves holding random red things, like Lexi holding up her sister Frankie. That was very amusing. Amy Brady holding a big red hose. Jodie Young holding a red egg. And my dad holding up something that was given to him in a Secret Santa during Panto in Worthing. That was entertaining. My mum's red teddy, which was very, or the heart on a red heart on a teddy. Rachel Woollett with Exterminate holding up a red Dalek. That was exciting. And having made her own sort of McDonald's Happy Meal box as well. That was impressive. And I have to say, kudos for this. Rachel Woollett saying, "This is me being well read, picturing herself reading the complete works of Shakespeare." Very impressive. Eddie Bushell went for the double whammy, which no one has achieved yet, of the impossible question and Legend of the Week. He's holding some elongated beanbag, which is actually a microwavable neck pillow. But the most random object in the Legend of the Week award photographs this week, and therefore the Legend of the Week award, goes to a lady holding up red tub stilts. You have to see the photo to see how it really works, but it means the Legend of the Week is Hazel James. Huge congratulations to you, Hazel. You can now hold your head high for at least the next 7 days until there is another Legend of the Week award. In the entire history of this show, nobody has ever won it 2 weeks running. Could it be Hazel next week? And if you want to see her tub stilt, you can go onto my Facebook profile and check out that photograph. But thanks so much to everybody for getting involved. Thanks for making it interactive here on the show that goes like this once again. I'm going to play out with the most appropriate red track from a red-haired artist. It's Simply Red and Fairground. See you next week. Love the thought. Driving down a endless road, taking friends or moving the road. Pleasure at the fairground on the way. It's always friends that feel so good. Let's make amends like all good men should.
come.